This richly detailed painting is about 2.5 feet tall and just under 2 feet wide. Unsurprisingly, Jerome's central figure is the titular carpet merchant in the streets of Cairo. He's in the midst of walking along a busy street. One of his feet in a pointed leather shoe is facing forward as the other lifts off the ground to take his next step. He's laden with carpets, one of which he holds out across his left arm, hiding his hand. It has a central medallion, which was common for carpets from places like Iran and Turkey. The scalloped shape in the middle is folded, but seems to be populated with animals and vegetation. Around that, a dark field is filled with swirling vines and flowers in red and white. Around the border of the carpet, we see smaller medallions along the corners and edges filled with either animal-like creatures or Arabic script. The tassels drag along the ground just in front of a velvety calf curled up like a cat, apparently unmoved by the busyness of the street around him. Over the merchant's right shoulder and draped across his back, we can see a smaller carpet, likely made of silk based on the way the gold shimmers in the light. The reverse side is a rich shade of green, like a field of summer grass. Green is the color of Islam, in part because it suggests the gardens that are thought to populate paradise. This carpet has no human or animal figures, suggesting it might have had a religious purpose, like a prayer rug. The merchant is laden with these carpets, so we can see very little of his clothing, apart from the wrapped red turban that seems to be faded from years of use in the sunlight. He's looking off to his left, his eyes focused and lips parted just above his reddish beard, as though he's about to greet someone. Receding several feet into the background, and therefore smaller, we see a cluster of townspeople. We can make out a dozen or so people, many standing. We primarily see men, wearing various forms of headwear like turbans, and clothing, including a particularly elaborate embroidered jacket. In the crowd, we see shades of emerald green, pale blues, burnished oranges, and pale reds. The crowd is mostly made up of men, but we can see some women, denoted by the headwear that covers the lower half of their faces. There is one child in the crowd whose bright yellow tunic we can see peeking out from behind a seated man. He appears to be looking at the carpet merchant, or perhaps even out at the viewer. The whole scene takes place before a large building, at least 2 stories tall. It's marked by a large portal, with one stone archway and then another larger one above it. The doorway is flanked by columns, and the stone itself is ornamented by stonework of alternating colors and zigzag shapes. The building itself shows some signs of wear, particularly in the chips along the corners. The stone has various shades of color that range from off-white to sandy brown to pale seashell pink. We can't actually see the door itself because of the crowds, and there's no indication of the purpose of this building. To the right of the door, we see a wooden beam, under which is draped a patched piece of fabric which seems to have been put up for protection from the sun. Perhaps there's a merchant with a stall under it, but it's simply too crowded with people to tell for sure. To the left of the portal, the building drops down to 1 story so that we can see a sliver of a periwinkle blue sky peeking out.